Good evening. I don't want to talk too long, but we went away for 3 days at the De Hoop Nature Reserve with the Stellenbosch team, where we just wanted to search God and hear what God was saying to us as a congregation. And I went in the capacity of the office manager for Stellenbosch, but I also really trusted God to speak to us individually. And what really was amazing was we, as colleagues, really came very much closer together, but God really spoke to us. And we spent a lot of time praying, and we spent a lot of time apart, and then come back, and then what did God say to you? And this, how God confirmed the words that were spoken to us. And there's definitely a shift coming in what I believe God wants us to, who we are. And, you know, one of the things came out was the spiritual pride that was in our church. For example, the one person said, they always believed that if you came to a church, you would be at a certain level. But then if God promoted you, you would go to a next level, and then you'll come to shofar. And we repented of that. We asked God to forgive us because of that, because that is spiritual pride. And like the one guy said, he came from another church, and he said, you know, you're great, but you're not that great. I've seen amazing stuff. So there were so many things that we really believe that God is changing with us in the way that we approach things, and it really makes me excited. And the one morning, it's in the bush, it's right next to the Whip Nature Reserve, and I was just spending time by myself. I ran for about 10 minutes, and I sat there with my Bible, and I just didn't even read the Bible, just asked God to speak to me. And the Holy Spirit was very present there. I had words for all the members of the team, but I also felt that God saying this specifically to us as a church, that God loves us, and He's well pleased with us, and He's excited where we are as a church, and that we are on track as we grow closer as a family. And that God saying that we must wait on Him, and He will direct us, and He will make us a family. And then a warning that I felt God saying was, stop selling our ideas as His ideas. Then wait on Him, and He will direct us. He will make us a family. He will build character. He will prepare the bride, and He will build a church that surrenders everything to His purposes. And then the two things that came out very strongly was love and character. And out of that will flow God's power and His gifts, which will bring honor to Him and not to us. And I felt God saying that we shouldn't promote ourselves, but we must stay humble and trust in Him and stay focused on Jesus. And then when we came together again, how everyone just, this love thing just came out so strongly, how everyone just came with that word. And look, something that I've been saying, not every idea or not every good idea is a God idea. That we must, there's many ideas that we say, well, that will work and this will work, but it's not what God is saying. That we must listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying before we act. And I think this was something that very strongly came through, and God blessed us in that. The next thing that Luke 19:10 was that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. We at Shofar many times, we just wanted to get people saved, and then that's it. He's not saved, and we go to the next person, get that person saved. And we just strongly felt God saying, I want you to go and seek them. Seek them. It's my people. You know, sometimes we hear it quite a lot. You send a follow-up to someone's cell, and 2 or 3 weeks later, that person hasn't been found. Because people do not want to seek God's people. It's God entrusts them to us. It's something so special that God is giving to us. And we just feel so strongly God wants to seek them. But then when they're saved, it's not like they're just saved. We disciple them to love them, to grow with them, to walk the road with them, to where they come to that place where they can love like God loves. And we just not get them saved and then leave them. We walk the walk with them. If they've got hurts, we help them to deal with the hurts. If there's deliverance that they need, we stand in faith with them until they get delivered. And that we disciple them to come to that place where God wants them, where they can come into the fullness of who Jesus is. Then what we spoke about came in this verse, that, and this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. That it is about the faith in God and that we love one another. And we just, what Pastor Fred spoke about this morning as well, the theocentric, that theocentric word, it means that God is the center of our life. That everything that we do, our focus is on Jesus. But because of that, we will manifest the love to one another. And when we spoke, we like the one guy just said, you know, to be honest with you, I don't have the capacity to love like that. And we all said, no, but neither do we, because it will take so much effort from us to love like God did. And we don't have the capacity to be able to love the way God did. And what we just realized was how we need God to be able to love like that. And this is what we said to one another. This is something that we must trust God for, that love, that we can love like Jesus did. Then Andries, he's got a very famous sermon that he just shared with us as well. And I just so strongly believe that God wanted me to share this with you as well. It's 1 John 15, from 1 to 17. In verse 1, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So from this, Jesus is the vine. The Father God is the vine dresser, and we are the branches. And Andre studied agriculture, and he said, the more fertile the ground is, the more they will, what is spun? Wires, your draad spun? You set a wire to, you will be able to explain this, but this is my understanding of it for dummies. But you will, and you have these wires that is like that. So the more fertile the ground is, the higher it will be. And then the plant will come to a certain point and it gets cut, and then two branches come and they split it, and that split becomes like a T. And when we saw that, I thought, my word, that's the cross, and it's being theocentric. And this is where the vine comes from this T shape that comes. And then out of that comes little branches, and out of the branches come the fruit. And what he said was, when the fruit come, it's big, but the closer it is to the vine, the bigger the fruit is, the juicier and the sweeter the fruit is. But if the branch grow very long, the fruit will become smaller and smaller, and it will become bitter in the end. So it must be pruned so that the branch can stay small and close to the vine, and the fruit can be big. And when it says here, every branch that does not bear fruit, it takes away. So some branches will not bear fruit, and God will take it away. But it's actually that they've never been in the vine, and they wither and it's get taken away. And then there's the ones that bear fruit, but it gets pruned. And as he said as well, both to the untrained eye looks exactly the same. Sometimes you get pruned and sometimes you get cut away, but to the one who doesn't know, it looks the same and it hurts the most. But the difference is that much. If the branches like this, if it gets pruned, it will be cut there. If it gets cut away, it will be there. But for the naked eye, it's sore. It's really painful. But that is so that we can bear more fruit. And then in verse 3, I'm just going to, it says, already you are clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. You know, when Jesus came to Peter and he said, I want to wash your feet. And Peter said, look, wash everything. He said, only your feet, because the rest is already clean. We are already clean. This is sometimes a time when we come before God and we ask God to cleanse our feet. And then he says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And here we just said, and as Dion shared in the offering this morning as well, Jeremiah 17, where if we trust in man, we will be cursed. If we trust in God, we will be blessed. And everything that we will do will be blessed. And we'll be like a tree planted in the river, next to the river. That we can't have fruit if it's not in the vine. That fruit that will come will always, it will always disappear. Then verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So if we're not in Jesus, we are not able to bear fruit. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. So there's a place, if you're not abiding in Jesus, in the end you will wither and you will die, and God will actually just remove you because you're not in. And for many people, you might look like you're in the branch, but there's not fruit that that will come from that. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And you know what we just realized, when God starts pruning and we allow God to prune us, there comes a time where we don't want what we want anymore. We just want what God wants because he's been pruning us so much. And you'll come to that place where you say, God, what is your will for my life? And when you come to that place where you've died completely for your own desire, you will be able to love people the way God likes, because you will not be self-centered. You'll be Jesus-centered, theocentric. You will focus on him. And then God says, when you're in that place, whatever you ask me, I will give to you. I mean, that's a huge word. And Jesus, and in verse 8 says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. What I just realized with this whole branch thing, the bigger the branch is, the smaller the fruit is. If the fruit is far away from the vine, it actually gets destroyed because of the wind. So the further away the fruit is from the vine, so the fruit is from Jesus, it will be destroyed. And it gets smaller and it will eventually fall off. But the closer it is to the vine, the bigger the fruit is and the more protected it is, even in wind and rain. If I'm correct, you can just say yes or no. And what I just saw from that is, if we are the branches, if we are big, our fruit will become small and bitter and will disappear. But if we are small and we're in Jesus, our fruit will be big. And through all of that, God the Father will be glorified. The glory will come to him and not to us as the branches. So and the fruit will be big, and because the fruit is big, people will see that we are his disciples. Now, that the fruit will prove that we are the disciples of God. And when you look at Galatians 5, verse 22 and 3, the fruit, love, peace, joy, goodness, friendliness, all those 9 that they have. Now, verse 9 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And this is just what confirmed what we said as well. We can't do this, but if we keep the commandments of God, his love will be in us. And then it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. I get grieved when Christians are depressed because they don't understand this place. When people are never smile, when Christians are never friendly, there's no joy in their lives, because this is the one thing that we many times don't understand, that we must abide in Jesus. When we're in that place, the joy that is in the Lord will come from us, and we will be full of joy. But this is a supernatural place that we can't have. We can't say, I'm going to be joyful. It's really just a place where we enter into where the Lord wants us to be. And then verse 12 is, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. The commandment that God is saying is that we must love one another as he loves us. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. So what is God commanding us? The command that he's giving us is that we must love one another. and therefore God calls us his friends. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, so that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. God wants us to have fruit. He wants us to abide in him so that we can have the fruit. But we will only abide in him if we are sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is. And that is the place that God wants us to be. And he says, whatever we ask of him, whatever we ask of him, he will give. How many times haven't we prayed and God hasn't answered our prayers? But God says, if he wants us to bear fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So I want to finish off with this. These things I command you so that you will love one another. And I think this is just what I want to say. And for me, as I said earlier, I think it's impossible to love like that. I mean, who can love like that? I don't think any of us can in our own strength. But we want to trust God, and I want to ask you to do it with me, that we trust God for that love to fall on all of us, so that you will love whoever. That guy at work that is nasty to you, that you will love him like Jesus loves him. And I'm going to ask Brian and the worship team, and I want to ask all of you actually to come forward. We're just now going to worship, and I'm going to trust God for just a prophetic flow. We're going to leave the mic open so that if you feel God is speaking to you, that you can come forward and say, this is what I feel God is saying. But and we'll soon see in the flow if it's from the Lord or not. If there's one going that way and the other one going that way, then we will know. But we will soon hear. And if there's no words coming, no pressure, we're just going to worship and we're going to trust God for just releasing the prophetic anointing on us, and also just trust him for the love that he has for us, and just for God to come and impart in our lives. Can I just ask you to come forward so that we just stand and just be comfortable, and we're just going to worship God and just trust God for the impartation of his love for all people, and also just that God will speak to us through words and through visions, in Jesus' name. Yes, Father, thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord. Yes, Father, thank you, Lord, that you love us, Lord God. And Father, this morning, or this evening, Lord God, I just want to say, Lord God, and if you're in agreement, you just raise your hand with me, Lord God. We want to abide in you, Lord God. Lord God, we want to abide in you, and we want you to abide in us, Lord God. Lord, that we can have much fruit, Lord God. And Father, this evening, we just say, Lord God, we are open to be pruned, Lord God. We don't want to resist the pruning, Lord God, because if there's no pruning, we can't have fruit, Lord God. And Lord God, if you don't prune us, Lord God, we will glorify ourselves, Lord God, and the glory will not go to you, Lord God. But Lord, today we trust you for that change in our hearts, Lord God, so that the glory is yours, Lord God. And us as branches become less, Lord God, but the fruit can show, Lord God, that people will see, Lord God, that we are your disciples because of the love that we have in our hearts, Lord God, because of the joy that is in our hearts, Lord God, because the peace that we walk in, Lord God, because of the goodness and the righteousness, Lord God, because of the self-control, Lord God, because we have the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. But Father, also that we stand in that place where whatever we do, Lord God, you will give to us because we abide in you. Whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, you will give to us because we speak into your purposes, Lord God. And Father, Lord, where we many times act on presumption and we think this is a good idea and we act, Lord God, I just want to repent of that, Lord God, that we will wait on your Holy Spirit. When you speak, we will move, Lord God. We will be obedient to your word, Lord God, and we will not do our own thing, Lord God, to promote ourselves, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we pray, Lord God, and we just put on the cloak of humility this evening, Lord God, and we say, Lord God, you reign in our lives, Lord God. We want to be less. We want to be nothing, Lord God. And we give you reign, Lord God, to prune, Lord God, so that we, Lord God, can give glory to you through the fruit that is produced, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God.